President Biden isn't ruling out additional travel restrictions as his administration responds to the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Biden defended his ban on some travel from several African countries.
It gives us time. It gives us time to take more actions, to move quicker, to make sure people understand you have to get your vaccine.
But our next guest says the administration should be doing much more. Dr. Lena Wen is an emergency physician and a professor of public health at the George Washington University. She's on Skype. Welcome, Dr. Wen.
Thank you. Great to join you.
Glad to have you. And you write in the Washington Post that Biden's restrictions are, quote, far too porous to achieve their desired outcome. So what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, travel restrictions can be helpful if we're clear about the desired goal. We have to understand that they're not going to stop transmission, but they can slow down transmission substantially if done the right way. They're also a blunt instrument. And what I mean is that there are a lot of consequences, including economic consequences and political fallout. And so if you're going to go that route, at least do it the right way. And so right now, there are a lot of loopholes. For example, American citizens and permanent residents are able to return from Southern African countries, which they should, but why not also ask that they at least self-quarantine and then get retested because they are coming from an area with a lot of this new variant. Also, now we know that there is this new variant in a number of other countries. And so, again, I think something pretty basic that the Biden administration could be doing is if they're going all the way to apply travel restrictions, why not ask for international travelers to be quarantining and retesting?
I see. But would self-quarantining do the trick? You write that the administration might consider setting up quarantine facilities, isolate them for 5 days, and then have them get a repeat test. Is that feasible?
This is what's been done in other countries since the beginning of the pandemic. And when you look at places like Hong Kong that have quarantined travelers from Southern Africa, they've actually found on retesting that some people have tested positive. And so I guess the question is, how porous do we want this to be? If we actually want to catch the cases of Omicron, then we should do it, and we should do it the right way.
Okay, but is it possible that the travel restrictions could backfire down the line? Like some countries maybe won't be so forthcoming about their outbreaks and variants if they believe they're going to end up on a banned list.
I very much understand that perspective. And I have actually talked to many of my colleagues in South Africa because I've done research and clinical work there. My family is from there. And a lot of scientists and doctors feel like they're being punished for actually doing the right thing, getting great science, and being so transparent and forthcoming. But I think this is why we, as the world, need to come up with a better way of incentivizing countries. So perhaps we can help the countries that are affected through the travel bans economically in some way so as to actually encourage them to come forward with new science.
Okay. Within the U.S., you're also calling for vaccine requirements for domestic air travel and also interstate train travel. I wonder what difference you think that would make, and do you think it'll happen?
Well, many of us in public health have been calling on the Biden administration to do everything possible in order to increase vaccination rates. This is something that is in the president's authority. He is able to say for interstate travel that vaccination or at least testing should be required in order to take flights, in order to go on interstate travel through buses and trains. That will make a difference in terms of encouraging vaccination and also reducing the spread. I mean, right now, even before Omicron, we were facing a surge of the Delta variant, and we haven't even seen the impact of Thanksgiving travel yet. If we don't want to follow the path of Europe this winter, if we want to prevent another winter surge, we do need to increase our vaccination rates. And when I hear President Biden saying that he wants to do everything possible, well, here is something that he can do.
Last thing then, Dr. Wen, what are you looking for in the coming days? I mean, what is the thing you most want to find out about this variant that we don't know yet?
I think there are two main questions, actually three main questions that we need the answer to. One is it truly more transmissible? Is it really going to overtake the Delta variant? The second is it more virulent? Will it cause more severe disease? We have no idea about that yet. And then the third is this question of immune escape. Most people do not believe that the variants, that this new variant is somehow going to be totally or will render our vaccines totally useless. And in fact, we believe that the booster dose is going to give better protection. And so everybody should get their booster now. But as to whether vaccinated individuals or boosted individuals could still become ill from Omicron, that's something that we don't know. And we also don't know if you have recovered from COVID before, are you going to contract Omicron now?
Dr. Lena Wen is an emergency physician and a professor at the George Washington University. Dr. Wen, thank you.
Thank you.